Well, big changes for businesses in Dublin this morning. From today, 1,500 South City-based businesses are banned from putting out waste in plastic bags. The CEO of Dublin Town, Richard Guiney, says the new measures are welcomed, despite some issues still needing to be addressed.
Yeah, I think most businesses want to see something like this happening. It's certainly something that businesses have been asking for, because particularly nighttime businesses, because there is a lot of waste on the street, and it creates a poor impression, and it does add to those kind of perceptions that this is an uncared for city and therefore may not be as safe as it should be. I think there are some practical issues that do need to be addressed. For example, businesses that are in upper floors, for example, won't be able to maintain wheelie bins. So I think there is going to have to be some, ideas put forward in terms of how we deal with those kind of issues.
CEO of Dublin Town, Richard Guiney there. Lord Mayor of Dublin, James Gagan, is with us now. Lord Mayor, why was this necessary to ban waste being left out in plastic bags?
Yeah, well, very good morning to you. I think, first of all, it's important to say that the piece that we just heard there is a very good sign, because what it's showing is that businesses are supportive of this major change that is taking place today. It's going to be one of the biggest changes that we've seen in litter management in Dublin City, really, for some years. And the change is a very simple one. It will no longer be the case that if you're a commercial premises in certain areas of our city, you will no longer be able to present your waste in a plastic bin bag. And as many of your listeners will be familiar with, plastic bin bags that are left out on some of our main streets, including Grafton Street, get attacked by seagulls when they're left in front of the shop store at 5 o'clock. The bin operator comes and collects that bag at around midnight, and for 6 hours, rubbish has been strewn along our streets. So we're changing that.
So specifically, what areas of the city will be impacted, and will it be extended to other parts?
Yeah, so in the first instance, we're starting it from Dawson Street, Kildare Street, Grafton Street, down to Georgia Street, right down to the end of Temple Bar, and parts of Westmoreland Street. In total, there's around 3,000 businesses that are covered in this area. Now, some of those businesses already would have wheelie bins, but what the purpose of this is essentially getting rid of those businesses that were using plastic bin bags in the presentation of their waste.
It's part of an overall strategy to clean up the city. 100 more staff will be hired. Will there be 24-hour street cleaning?
Yeah, well, I myself have actually gone round with Waste Management at 6 o'clock in the morning on their Saturday shift and on their Sunday shift. And it's pretty demoralising for the staff when they go along and they clean the city and they do a really incredible job of it and they see plastic bin bags being presented. So what we're doing is, in addition to this change, we're adding 100 more staff members. So there will be a 24/7 service. There already is 6 days a week. There's a slight issue between Saturday and Sunday that needs to be resolved through the IR process. And then we will have 7 days a week. And if the commercial premises are no longer presenting their waste in bin bags, that's going to make a really big difference.
Well, finally, we just heard concerns from Richard Guiney there saying businesses in upper floors of properties won't be able to maintain wheelie bins. What provisions are in place for those kinds of businesses?
Yeah, well, so from my own perspective, this process began in July. Myself, along with senior management in waste, met with the senior bin operators. There are three major bin operators that operate in this area. We indicated the changes that we were going to make, and the bin operators made clear that they wanted to have the time to communicate to their customers the changes and that they would put forward the necessary solutions. But that's why we're doing a lead-in period. So it's the 16th of September today until the end of December, but come January, it will be enforced, so it will be unlawful and businesses will face fines. So we're confident that the bin operators will provide alternative solutions like small bin lorries and designated times and business-to-business collections.
Lord Mayor of Dublin, James Gagan, thanks for coming in to us this morning.